USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Federal Reserve's widely anticipated interest rate hike Wednesday, the housing market will likely see higher mortgage rates. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage on middle-class-sized homes increased to 4.27% from 4.09%, with points rising to 0.54 from 0.44. President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion.
I think he is a war criminal.
Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, denies owning individual stocks despite disclosing multi-million dollar stock purchases to the Senate Ethics Committee. Last month, Blumenthal claimed he did not own any individual stocks. Some lawmakers say Blumenthal violated the Stock Act by failing to disclose his wife's sale of $2.5 million worth of Robinhood stock in a timely manner. Hong Kong is bracing for another COVID-19 surge.
Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We're all a little Irish today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
After calling President Putin a war criminal Wednesday, President Biden got a reply from Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world," end quote. The United States is stepping up defensive efforts in Ukraine.
The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine to defend itself, more tools to fight Russian aggression. And that's what we're doing. In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began, as they started to do exercises along the Ukrainian border, the Russians, starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously, and we acted on it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion, more than we had ever provided before.
Despite fears that China may help Russia avoid economic sanctions and may even provide military support to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, China's ambassador to Ukraine told officials in the western city of Lviv this week that his country will support Ukraine both economically and politically. NASA's next-generation moon rocket is making a highly anticipated slow-motion journey from an assembly plant to its launch pad in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The next round of tests in the coming weeks, that will determine how soon the spaceship can fly. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.